At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
What is good, world? You have tuned in to another episode of The Double Edge Factor. I am your host, Rob Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode. Or you can find The Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you will have access to all of our social media outlets. I want to talk about something we've all experienced. The unavoidable reality that life brings, both joy and suffering, success and failure, confidence and doubt. Pretty much what I'm saying is you can't have the good without the bad. But what if those difficult experiences aren't just obstacles to overcome, but actually essential ingredients for our growth and ability to help others? I want you to think about it for a moment. In nature, there's always this beautiful balance. Day follows night, winter follows spring, the tide comes in and the tide goes out. There's a rhythm to everything, including our lives. We all know those people who seem to have it all together, right? Their lives look perfect on social media. Their careers are soaring. Their relationships are flawless. I promise you something. Behind those carefully curated images of struggles and failures you never see. The truth is, nobody, and I mean nobody, escapes the hard parts of being human. There's a powerful verse, Romans 5, 3 and 4, says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know the suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. I love this because it acknowledges a profound truth. Our hardest moments come when we become, they just come from our greatest teachers, basically. Think about your own life. What were the experiences that truly shaped you? Were they the easy ones when everything went according to plan, or were they the moments when you had to be tested? When you had to dig deep and find resources within yourself, even to just that you didn't even know existed. Let me share a personal story with you. Few years ago, a little while ago, I was going through an incredibly difficult period in my life. I had lost my job unexpectedly, a serious relationship ended, and I was facing financial uncertainty for the first time as an adult. I felt like a complete failure. My confidence was shattered, right? For months, I struggled just to get through each day, but slowly something began to shift. As I worked through that pain, I started to develop a deeper empathy for others going through the hard times. I became more resilient. I gained clarity about what truly mattered to me. And most importantly, I found that my story could help others. When I began to open up about my struggles, people would tell me how much it meant to hear that, you know, what I was saying was putting words to what they were feeling. My pain became the bridge to connect with others and theirs. There's a kind of chemistry that happens when you transform, or when we transform our hardships into wisdom we can share. Think about the most impactful teachers, mentors, or even friends in your life. Chances are their ability to guide you came directly from their own difficult experiences. Think about the parent who can help their teenager get through heartbreak because they remember their own. The recovered addict who counsels others fighting the same battle. Or the entrepreneur who failed three times before succeeding and now can mentor young founders. Or even the friend who survived grief and can sit and join you and yours without feeling all of that false comfort. You see, our scars become credentials in the human experience. They give us the authority to speak into situations in a way that's with theoretical knowledge never could be able to do that. And we will be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishcustombuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. And we are back. So, how do we actually do this? How do we take our setbacks and turn them into stepping stones, not just for ourselves, but for others? First, we have to be willing to do our own inner work. This means feeling the feelings, processing the pain, seeking help when we need it. Because here's the thing, unhealed wounds can't help others. Second, we need perspective. Sometimes this only comes with time, but it helps to ask, what am I learning here? How am I growing? What wisdom might I gain from this experience? Third, we must be willing to be vulnerable. This is a hard one. Here's the thing. Your polished, perfect self isn't the one that can connect deeply with others. It's that authentic battle-scarred you that really creates that space for genuine connection. And finally, look for opportunities to share what you've learned. Now, this doesn't mean dumping your problems on others. It just means thoughtfully offering your hard-earned wisdom when it might benefit someone else in their journey. When we share the lessons from our darkest times, we create this beautiful ripple effect. Someone hears your story and feels less alone. They gather the courage from your example. Then they share their story with someone else, and the healing continues to spread. Seen this happen countless times. The woman who lost everything to addiction and now runs a recovery program to help hundreds. Or the man who experienced discrimination and used that pain to fuel his work in equality. Or even the parent who lost a child and now supports other grieving families. So, if you are in the middle of a hard season right now, I want to encourage you. This struggle is not meaningless. This pain you're feeling is not wasted. There is purpose in it, not just for your own growth, but for how you'll be able to equip others. I'll say it again. You can't have the good without the bad. But the beautiful truth in that is that the bad can be transformed into a different kind of good. The kind that connects with us, the kind that teaches us, and ultimately helps us create meaning in this messy, complicated, yet wonderful human experience. That is it for today. If I said something that resonated with you, I'd love to hear about it. And remember, your story matters, your struggles matter, and the wisdom that you're gaining through them is a gift that the world needs to see. This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor. And it would mean the world to me if you would share this episode with just one person. And hey, let's be more than podcast friends. Hit that subscribe button and never miss another episode. Or you can find a Double Edge Factor on linktree.com where you can join that email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. And I'll leave you with this, my friends. Be intentional with your words, your thoughts, and your actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.